This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It measures inflationary pressure before it reaches you, the producer price index, and it's up. It rose 2.1% last month from March of 2023, the biggest year-over-year jump since April of 2023. The AP's Shelley Adler with what this means.
That, of course, raises doubts about the timing of any interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve. In the face of aggressive hikes by the Fed, inflation had fallen steadily after peaking in the middle of 2022. But the improvements lately have been hard to come by. I'm Shelley Adler.
And in a report on jobs, we're learning this morning that fewer Americans are applying for unemployment. Filings fell by 11,000 last week. Overall, 1.8 million Americans are on unemployment, says the Labor Department. Those powerful storms are continuing to batter parts of the Southeast. Tornado warnings, flash flooding, power failures. The AP's Jennifer King.
In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated Category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings.
We had a tornado come through this area.
Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from this structure. No fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is.
When they say it sounds like a freight train, it most certainly does.
Slidell resident Robin Marquez works for a construction company.
Never talked to God so much before in my life.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. There was heavy damage to a church in Port Arthur. And in Katy, Texas, a severe thunderstorm collapsed part of the roof of a Firestone repair shop, flinging an air conditioning unit into the parking lot. In Mississippi, the Emergency Management Agency said over 70 homes were damaged. In Scott County, the sheriff reports that a 64-year-old woman on an oxygen machine died after her home lost power. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. A crash that killed two people near Philadelphia in March has the attention of the National Transportation Safety Board.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Divers in Italy have discovered two more bodies of workers who died in an explosion at a hydroelectric plant, bringing to five the number confirmed dead, say officials. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.